This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Tomorrow's National Ice Cream Day, but one of the most loved ice cream brands is currently under fire. The Organic Consumers Association has filed suit against Vermont-based Ben & Jerry's for deceptive labeling, marketing, and sales of Unilever's Ben & Jerry's ice cream products. The suit was filed in D.C. Superior Court this week under the D.C. Consumer Protection Procedures Act. The group claims Unilever reportedly spent more than $9 billion on advertising in 2017 and that a significant portion was spent to create the false perception that Ben & Jerry's is committed to a clean environment and high animal welfare standards. The association asserts that Ben & Jerry's decades-old practice of sourcing dairy ingredients from conventional dairy operations has led to a water pollution crisis in Vermont, adding, "There is nothing socially or environmentally responsible about that." The Organic Consumers Association is a self-described grassroots nonprofit consumer advocacy organization representing a network of more than 1 million consumers. Some fun facts in honor of National Ice Cream Day tomorrow. The U.S. is ranked second in the top five ice cream consuming countries. The highest ice cream consuming country is New Zealand. It takes about 50 licks to finish a single scoop ice cream cone. One final fact, one in five people admit to sharing ice cream with their dogs. While enjoying your ice cream tomorrow, remember that it took the hard work of a dairy farmer to create that delicious treat. This past week, the Gillespie FFA sold sweet corn. I talked with Jared Brown, a member of the Gillespie FFA chapter, yesterday about how the sale went.
I grew up with being in 4-H and in the FFA now. I've learned many, many new things and many new people. And this sweet corn sale has brought me to actually come together with a bunch of people and make new friends and pick sweet corn.
And what do you participate in through FFA besides just the sweet corn sale?
I do livestock judging, dairy foods judging, lots of other competitions that are a great way to become a good leader and learn new things.
I've only been here for like 20 minutes and I've already seen two customers come in, so it seems like you guys have been doing pretty good. How'd you come up with the idea to sell sweet corn?
We came up with the idea a couple years ago that a couple of the other FFA chapters have been doing it, and then they were just going to stop doing a sweet corn patch. So we were like, well, we'll take the opportunity to do it. And the last year it was really great. And this year it's becoming even more popular now.
And who plants the sweet corn and what variety and who shucks it and does basically all the work to get the sale ready?
Dan Brown from Dan Brown Enterprises, he actually came and planted the corn for us. And all the FFA members were in charge of, we were getting together a team to come and pick it and to sell.
And how's the FFA sale been going this week? You said it's gotten more popular, so you guys been seeing quite a bit of traffic throughout the whole week?
Yeah, there's been a lot more people come now that we're fully established and everyone's been running around the clock trying to get their sweet corn done for the year.
And you have a new advisor coming in, Miss Kayla Wills. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I'm excited. My last year, but I think she'll do a great job.
And what's your favorite part about summer?
Probably working and not having to deal with school every day.
Jared is from Gillespie and will be a senior this year. Today at the Jersey County Fair, the Open Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m. and the Open Dairy Show will start at 9 a.m. All tractor enthusiasts and family, come on out today to the Macoupin County Historical Grounds for the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association Tractor Drive. Drivers are asked to get there at 8:45 this morning, and the drive will depart at 9. This year, there are two routes. One will go north, and the other will go west. Both will circle back to the Historical Society Grounds. One of the routes will be going to a historical barn, and a photographer will be on standby to take photos. Lunch will be available for purchase from the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association. Even if you don't bring a tractor, be sure to come on out for some lunch and to support the Carlinville FFA. There is a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will be given back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but must be able to run 8 miles per hour. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.